Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, maybe, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, even in an all Obit show. We're that good right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 1 minute, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days, weeks, and months. No, we're still only at days and weeks right now. We have not backed it up to months yet. But we are way, way behind. From holidays and accidental no-shows and you name it. Bee's knees? Was that really just last week? Were the bee's knees last week? Oh, it seems like so long ago, yet it's been a flash since that moment was here. All that kind of stuff. And stuff. So, yeah. We're doing the obits, full show tonight in hopes of attempting to catch up. I don't like referring to being in a radio obituary hole for obvious reasons. So we're going to jump right into this business. First one out, haven't even edited the obit yet. I was so focused on content for you, I didn't do any of the work I was supposed to do. So just you deal with that. The initial radio obituary tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank is for Luigi Criatore, the American songwriter and record producer. In the 50s, he became a writer and he partnered with his cousin Hugo Peretti to form the songwriting team of Hugo and Luigi that also produced records. They bought into Roulette in 1957, where they both wrote songs for various artists and even had major hits for Jimmy Rogers, including Honeycomb, Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, and Uh-Oh, I'm Falling in Love Again. Later on, they signed a deal with RCA Victor, where they produced Perry Como. They produced Sam Cooke and Ray Peterson. They wrote the English lyrics for the song The Lion Sleeps Tonight. That was a huge one. Of course, we all know about that. They wrote a few for Elvis. It was just crazy. They just did so much. Even into the 70s, they owned part of Atco Records. They had success with the stylistics and the soft tones. They won Grammys. It was crazy. It was crazy. Luigi Criatore just passed away at 93. And we've got the perfect tune to open up tonight's initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hello, baby.
Hi, honey.
There's a rockabilly party Saturday night.
You gonna be there?
I got my invite.
You gonna bring your records?
Will do.
I'll bring Perry.
I'll bring Ella. We'll be swinging, cause I'll be bringing that Frankie fella. Ah! Don't forget that new Fats Domino too. And the latest disc by Mr. Pat Boone. I'll bring Elvis.
A Mo Shuka.
Sarah and Georgia too, and especially for me, bring you. I'll bring Patty.
I'll bring Haley.
We'll bring Monty and Belafonte and Pearly Bay Bailey.
Takes two to tango.
By the way, put Johnny Ray on your list.
Love those diamonds.
Love those aces.
Piano in your lazy manner, the crazy I en stad i Bimbong Bay, i ett hus bor min vän, i ett hus vid ett torg, vid ett torg, i en stad i Bimbong Bay. Tingelingelej, åh, tingelingelilej, tingelingelej, 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 åh, tingelingelej, åh. Hos min vän i Bimbong Bay, hos min vän finns en ros i Bimbong Bay. Jag skänkte en ros till min vän i ett hus vid ett torg i en stad i Bimbong Bay. Ja, jag skänkte en ros till min vän i ett hus vid ett torg i en stad i Bimbong Bay. Tingelingelej, åh, tingelingelej, tingelej, åh, åh, tingelingelej, åh. När jag torg i en stad i Bimbong Bay, där vill jag slå mig ner hos min vän i ett hus vid ett torg i en stad i Bimbong Bay. Tingelingelej, åh, tingelingelilej, tingelingelej, 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 åh, tingelingelej, åh, Bimbong.
was a throbbing robin, poor but chic, born in ultra soldier Martinique. Yet she rose to reach the highest peak in white soul, cause she had agitating eyes, titillating sighs, lubricating lips, undulating hips, figures simply swell, plus other good points as well. Man, she was real cool and low. Josephine, commonly called Jo, tripped away one day to Paris, France, in her ye old Creole fancy pants, where she rocked Napoleon at a dance. And why so? Cause she had agitating eyes, titillating sighs, lubricating lips, undulating hips, figures simply swell, plus other good points as well. Man, she was real and low. Why did the great Napoleon fall for her hot savate? What did the doll have on the ball other dolls had not? Why did the mighty man succumb to this curvy wench? Why did he make this little Empress of the French? Cause she had agitating eyes, titillating sighs, lubricating lips, undulating hips, how their figures simply swell, and then other good points as well. Man, she was real cool. I mean,
gosh, that wasn't half an hour, was it? I'm not the one who's supposed to be saying that. I'm totally not ready. How am I going to do this? Hey, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. That's a public service message from WMFO. I'm supposed to be doing a lot of obits tonight. I don't know how it's going to go at this rate, but we're going to make things happen. We're going to make things happen. The post-initial radio obituary. Yes, this is an all-obit show tonight, people. So far, so good. The post-initial radio obituary is for Joe Houston, the American tenor saxophonist. He played jazz and rhythm and blues. As a teen, he decided to emulate bands by buying a red suit with white pants and wearing it to gigs. Love that part of the story. And one night in 1941, a sax player at a gig he went to didn't show. And Joe Houston jumped right up and took his place. Between 43 and 46, he toured with King Kolax's band throughout the Midwest. And after World War II, he returned to Texas and recorded with Amos Milburn and Big Joe Turner. He got his first recording contract on Freedom Records in 49, moved on to Baton Rouge, and played with Wynonie Harris. Don't know if he did any recording, though. Just know that he played with him. Eventually, Joe Houston formed his own band, The Rockets, scored his only two chart hit singles in 52 with Worry, Worry, Worry and Hard Time Baby. Joe Houston just passed away at 89. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here. Oh, by the way, when Joe Houston passed, got an email from our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., and he wanted to make a point of me to play this particular tune for our churlman of the board in the New York office, Sweet Joe Silver, because he knows how much he loves this kind of sax solo. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Joe Houston right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
to me. Come back, Daddy.
Next radio obituary is for Lemmy. And once again, it's one of those obits where that's all I'm going to say. It's been weeks, so it doesn't feel anymore like everybody's talking about it, but everybody was talking about it. I don't need to say anything else. Hopefully you got to listen to Classic Rock Mine with Mike when he did his Lemmy tribute. I think that was 2-3 Saturdays ago. He did his David Bowie show tonight. Hopefully you got to hear that. I will not overlap anything that Mike Conway played tonight. There you go. Now it's time for the next radio obituary for Lemmy. Oh, this first tune, it's made it into 3 radio obituaries now. Climbing up the ladder to be one that might always get played. When appropriate. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Fix that, Sister Anne.
Thank you.
busted. I would like to tell you something. Without these guys, there would be no Motorhead. There would have been no Damned. There would have been none of them bands. These guys did it all first. You got it?
Surprise, isn't it?